Scott Engel up here with Mark Reynolds of the Nationals. Mark, 2 years in a row, you know, terrific story by you, signing one-year deals and having breakout seasons. We're going to start getting used to this with you signing somewhere in the spring and then providing us with unexpected fantasy production.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just need a chance, need to get some ABs, and, you know, I don't know what else I have to do to prove people that I can still play, but, you know, I just got to get that opportunity to go out there and play. And I mean, my numbers on the back of my baseball card are pretty consistent throughout the years. So, you know, I just need that chance.
How are you different player than you were earlier in your career? I mean, you know, I have some specifics that I'd like to ask you about, but how, in your own words, are you different than you were earlier in your career?
Just, you know, being a more mature player. You know, you learn a lot through the years. You know, it's just like a fine wine, I guess. You know, over time you just figure it out and you just get better. I mean, you know, you learn a lot from experience.
You have the highest hard hit rate of your career. Do you feel like you're really hitting the ball harder than ever before?
Yeah, I do, actually. I feel like I'm barreling more balls more consistently. And, you know, it's something that, you know, especially with all of the Statcast and all the metrics and everything being measured now, you know, it's a good thing to be able to barrel some balls and, you know, feel comfortable up there.
You're also pulling the ball more, and you know, it looks like you know, at least the stats are telling us that you're being more selective in what you swing in the strike zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for the one pitch I can do damage with. I mean, you know, early in the count, I'm not going to try to hit a, you know, slider or fastball away and try to do damage with that, because, you know, the chances aren't very high. So, you know, I've been sitting you know, middle in and trying to do damage early in the count, later in the count, you know, shorten up a little bit and maybe try to beat the shift with a ground ball in the four hole. But, you know, for the most part, I'm being selective and really trying to get pitches that I can handle and do damage with.
Take us inside your head, though. What's your mentality, though, when, you know, you're signing a one-year deal in the spring and, you know, people aren't having that expectation? You know, how do you stay mentally strong and then take advantage of the opportunity this year like you have been?
Well, you know, I was sitting at home in April and, you know, figured if I didn't try now, I wasn't going to try. I didn't want to have regrets when I was, you know, in my 40s, looking back, saying, dang, I could have played a couple more years. So, you know, Riz called and had an opportunity and they had some injuries and, you know, I was going. I had to go and try at least to, you know, have some finality, you know, so I can, you know, be fine with not playing anymore. So, but, you know, as far like last year, you know, signing my only deal, Desmond got hurt and I was thrust into the lineup. And, you know, just try, like I said, I know I can play. I know I can help teams win. And I just got to just stay mentally in it enough to, when I get that chance, really try to take advantage of it as much as I can.
You're looking forward to playing fantasy football now with a new bunch of teammates here. It's very competitive in this Washington clubhouse.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's a spot, a team, you know, that I can have. You know, I know in years past there's always been a spot or two open, but here I don't know if there's any spots open. But you know, I'm sure a deal could be made, throw some cash around, and you know, get my own team. But we'll see.
Last one for you. If there's one player you had to have on your team this year, who would it be and why?
One player?
Fantasy football.
Oh, man.
That you would just love to have.
I mean, either probably Gurley or, man. See, I would like to say Odell, but I don't know how Peyton's going to be throwing the ball this year. I have to go with Gurley, man. They got a really good offense, and Goff's been, you know, opening up the passing game, opening up some lanes for him to run. So it's got to be him.